And to give a hakdama to this moment, there's an expression that Chassidim have zogen amol, that this difference, Chassidim have from the B'yayel Taker, is a difference between a chassid chassidus and a rebbe's chassidus. You know, there were chassidim that had the rishus to say and write chassidus. I don't know if you know this. There were certain chassidim who had permission to write maimorim. Rabbi Isaac Komler, Rabbi Hillel, and others, even later generations, the rabbeim gave them rishus to write. And some of their svarim are published. But there's a difference between the chassidus of the chassidim and the chassidus of the rabbeim. So, of course, the Rebbe always explains that it has to do with the Ruach HaKedesh, whether it's Momayla Lamata or Momata Lamayla. But this is the what the chassidim say, that when the rabbeims, you look in the chassidus of the rabbeim, there is no style to a Rebbe. In other words, he's not predictable. There's no such thing as he's going to speak on these sugyas. He's always... The Rebbe can speak on everything. In other words, every area of Chassidus, every Rebbe speaks about. There's no such thing as a topic that defines a Rebbe. As opposed to by Chassidim, every Chassid had Zayin Zachem, and Chassid Gekocht. Basically, Gulam V'yeshe, Seyv Mamale, Kavan, Rishimu. Every... When you learn the Chassidus of the Chassidim, you could sense what their Koch is. Now, I'm learning this Maimer, and what strikes me is this is a Maimer which is against everything that Rebbe Kochsen, Mamish. Because if you had to summarize in a sentence, what's the most important phrase in the seventh generation, without a question, without a hesitation, it's Dirib Tachtayim. Right? The language of the Rebbe that we heard thousands of times, is all about Hafichas Cheshech Lo'ed and so on. Here's a Maimer from the Rebbe. The whole emphasis in the Maimed is it's not the Rebbe Tachtayim. It's not transforming darkness into light. It's about Giluyim. So this is, in other words, this is a Maimed that it surprises you. The Rebbe is not bound by anything. He says what he has to say, when he has to say it, and how he has to say it. This is a Maimed from Tavshin Memches also. This is your test Tavis, right? It is, in other words, about a month before the Salkas of the Rebbe. So it's Mamish late. When the Chmein, everything was Dirib Tachtayim, and here's a Maimed that speaks about Giluyim, and it really derails your expectation. You know, you're going to assume that Rebbe's going to talk about Dirib Tachtayim. The whole point of this Maimed is not Dirib Tachtayim. Okay? And the Maimed revolves around three interpretations of the words Haboyim Yashar Shankiv. Three interpretations of the words Haboyim Yashar Shankiv. The word Yotat Zaparach Yisrael, Yimalop Neisevul Tnuva is Bechal Nat B'mtzias over here. This Maimer goes on three words, Haboyim Yashar Shankiv. And he brings three Pirushim. The Rebbe does. The first Pirush that he brings is the Tag HaMenuz and Benazil. Second Pirush he brings is a Pirush, is the second Pirush in the Tzemach Tzedek. And the third Pirush he brings is a Pirush from Tehidah Eid Nalta Rebbe. What are the three Pirushim? The first Pirush is Haboyim Yashar Shankiv, means to say Haboyim. When Mashiach comes, Yashe Shankiv, the Neshamas are going to be revealed. It's a Tag HaMenuz and Benazil. Haboyim, when the Geula is going to come, when Mashiach is going to come, Yashe Shankiv, the Sheir Neshamas are all going to be revealed. That's all. And the Maimed explains that the Diyuk of the word Yashe is that it's not Stam going to be a revelation of the Neshama, but Yashe means it's going to be a revelation of the Sheirish HaNeshama. Yashreish means, you basically, an unborn child is still in a state of Helam. And Haboyim Yashreish HaNkev Taitzitagimunkevus, that the Madrega of Helam itself will be Bezgalus. Now, what's the obvious thing that you could comment on this first Pshat? Haboyim Mashiach comes, Yashreish HaNkev to the Gil of Sheirish HaNeshama. The obvious thing you can notice about this Pirush is that there's no Avoida. It's a nice thing. Guess what? Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be Gilas Hashem. There is no allusion to Avodah whatsoever. This is the first Pshat. Then comes the second Pshat. But in the second Pshat, the word Haboyim is overlooked. Nobody translates the Haboyim. Haboyim is left out. Yashresh Yankev means that Yankev means Yidden take root in Teira and Mitzvahs. The Neshamas Yisrael are Nishrash. They take root in Teira and Mitzvahs. Just like physically. You plant a seed. Before that seed grows to become a fruit or a vegetable, whatever the case may be, it has to be nishtarish, has to take root, right? There's different halachas about taking root. So Yashresh Yankev means that Yidden take root in Teira and Mitzvahs. The second pshat. And of course, the Gedank is Yashresh Yankev means that Yidden take root in Teira and Mitzvahs now, and then Haboyim, when Mashiach comes, Yashresh Yankev, there will be a revelation of the Sheir Shem of Yidden. You hear? So there's a connection between the second pshat and the first pshat. Because the first pshat simply tells you what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Mashiach is going to come, the Sheir Hashem is going to be revealed. In the second pshat, we say that now Yidden are planting themselves. Yash Neshankim means Yidden are planting themselves. Where are Yidden planting themselves? Yidden are planting themselves in mitzvahs. Why are they planting themselves in mitzvahs? Because they want to grow, and they want to sprout, and they want to come forward. When are they going to grow? When are they going to sprout? When are they going to come forward? This is going to happen when Mashiach comes. Correct? So the Rebbe says that the second pshat is connected to the first pshat. Why is there going to be a first pshat? That a boy when Mashiach comes, Yashe Shankiv is going to be a gil of Shed and Shom Yisrael, because the second pshat in Yashe Shankiv, Yidden plant themselves in Teirei Mitzvahs. Yidden plant themselves in Teirei Mitzvahs. Now, in mitzvahs. Why mitzvahs? So the Rebbe explains. Because mitzvahs are higher than Teirei. That's all. He says Teirei reveals the lakus of the Malach of Alman. Mitzvahs reveals the lakus, which he calls the Maila Meishtashlus, the higher light. And since mitzvahs reveal the lakus of the higher light, Yidden prefer to plant themselves in mitzvahs rather than to plant themselves in Teirei. So when Mashiach comes, when Mashiach comes, there will be a greater revelation. Yidden plant themselves in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are higher than Teirei, so the gila that's going to happen, as it lovely, is going to be a higher gila. And he brings into this on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that the ikir is not the branches of the tree, the ikir is the roots of the tree, right? That the roots are strong, and the roots grows on mitzvahs. Ma'isav is Yeseira al Chochmos. So far, two pirushim in Aboyim Yashash Yanki. The first one doesn't have anything to do with Aboyim. It means the Mashiach comes to be Sheresh and Neshama. Second one is that now we plant our neshamas in the Sheresh of Teirei Mitzvahs by planting our neshamas in the shade in Teirei Mitzvahs. Also, it's going to be revealed. Then there's a third pshat. The third pshat is a totally different pshat. Haboy means Yidnu going to Golos. Haboy means Yidnu going to Golos. Yashrei Shankiv. Yidn plant seeds of Teirei and Mitzvahs in Golos. Right? In the second pshat, Yidn are planting their neshamas in Teirei and Mitzvahs. In the third pshat, Yidden are planting the seeds of Teirei and Mitzvahs and Golos. So that, the Yosed Lovei, they're going to be revealed. Right? Not Yidden are planted. The way he says it, not Yidden are planted in Teirei and Mitzvahs, but the Teirei and Mitzvahs are planted in Yidden. Haboyim Yidden go into Golos. Yashrei Shankiv, they plant Teirei and Mitzvahs in themselves, in Yidden. Because Yidden are called Eretz. Yidden are called Eretz Chayfetz. So Mashiach comes, they should sprout forth. A third pshat. And in this third pshat, Haboyim goes on Golus. And Yashrei Shankiv means how Yiddishkeit is planted in Yidden. Wait, I'll let you speak in a moment. And he makes an observation. Bepashtas Haboyim, Yashrei Shankiv means in Golus Mitzrayim. But Golus Mitzrayim is a bad example. Why? Because in Golus Mitzrayim, there wasn't a Yiddishkeit yet. Golus Mitzrayim was only a hachana. Faket, Golus Mitzrayim was a korah bazel. After they left Mitzrayim, they received the Torah. So the Alter Rebbe, when he brings this pshat, says that even though the posh at the pshat in a boy means even going into Golus Mitzrayim, he says, I want you to know it doesn't only mean haboyim yidden going into Golus Mitzrayim means yidden going into every Golus. Why every Golus? Because all the Golias, besides for Golus Mitzrayim, after Matan Torah, and a boy, a Yid goes into Golos, Yashrish Yankiv, he's planting Yiddishkeit in the Yid, is at the same time. In the Golos, you plant Teirei and Mitzvahs in Golos, and Asad Lovah is going to be a very, very great revelation. Okay? And the Alter Rebbe says, this is hinted in Tanya. This third pshat, in a boy, Yashrish Yankiv, that a Yid goes Dafke into Golos, and he plants seeds of Teirei and Mitzvahs in himself, that Yashrish Yankiv, they should sprout forth, and Mashiach comes hinted in Tanya. Because there's a very, very strange observation made in Tanya. And that is, what's the observation made in Tanya? That is, the Rebbe says in Tanya, the first words of Perek Lamed Zayin, that all of the Giluyim that are going to be when Mashiach come, Tachos Maseinu V'Deseinu, Kol Meshech Zman HaGolos, is in Minas Galo, Mashiach comes. What's going to be the revelation of Mashiach? The Avoida we did Dafke in Golos. He should say Bezman HaZeh. 1,000 years he didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. 2,000 years he didn't earn Golos, right? 1,000 years he had a Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe says, Tachlas Maseinu Beis HaMikdash Kol Zman Meshech HaGolos, is going to be revealed the Yosod Lovei. Right?
So the Rebbe says this diuk that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that dafke the avoid of golos sets the stage for Mashiach Tzidkenu is consistent with the third pshat in Abayim Yashash Yankiv. Okay, so what did I do for you so far? I gave you three translations of Abayim Yashash Yankiv. Number one has nothing to do with avoida, nothing to do with avoida. Number then Habayim Mashiach comes Yashash Yankiv, the Yidden's neshamas revealed, and even the Sheresh neshamas revealed. Number two, Yashresh Yankiv, Yidden plant themselves in Yiddishkeit, and specifically in mitzvahs, because mitzvahs are connected to it itself, which is the Malam Seder Tashos, and when Mashiach comes, going to be revealed. Number three, Habayim Yidden go into Golos. Yashresh Yankiv, they plant Tayden mitzvahs in themselves, and when Mashiach comes, it's going to be revealed. And this is the idea, it says in Tanya, that Tachas, Masein, if it's going to be when Mashiach comes. Okay. Three Pshatim and Habayim Yashresh Yankiv. Yeah? Yeah, that's how the Maimon begins. And now the Maimon makes an observation. There's a Maimon from the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek that brings only the first two. Doesn't bring the third Maimon. Doesn't bring the third Pshat. He brings the first one, that Abayim Yashash Yankiv means the Mashiach comes in, the Shema is going to be revealed. He brings the second one, that Abayim Yashash Yankiv means Yidden plant themselves in Tehid and Mitzvahs. And when Mashiach comes, the Yidden are going to be revealed. But he doesn't bring the third pshat that Yidden go into Golos and they plant Yiddishkeit in themselves and Mashiach comes, it's going to be revealed. So the first question is, how come the Tzemach Tzedek doesn't bring the third pshat? This question the Rebbe doesn't even ask. But it's really the question of the Maimon. This is the question of the Maimon. How come he brings only the first two pshat and he doesn't bring the third pshat? The second question, which is on the top of page, Kuf Chavav, is that the Tzemach Tzedek brings two pirush min Abayim Yashash Yankiv. But he brings them in the wrong order. Which comes first? The Avodah Deschar. Which comes first? Yashash Yankiv, Yidden plant themselves tied in mitzvahs? Or Yashash Yankiv, that the Neshama is going to be revealed when Mashiach comes? First you do tied in mitzvahs nowadays, right? Nowadays. You reveal the Neshama and you bring the Neshama to Ashleimus. And when Mashiach comes, the Sheresh Neshama is going to be revealed. How come the Tzemach Tzedek brings first Habayim? When Mashiach comes and the Gula happens, Yashresh Yankiv, the Nesheresh is going to be revealed, and only second of all, you bring the second pshat, Habayim Yashresh Yankiv, Yidden plant themselves and Tehidah Mitzvah, and going to be revealed. Those are the two basic questions of the Maimon. Okay? There's a third question, which he doesn't even answer, you should know. How come in the first pshat and the third pshat, he translates the word Habayim? Habayim means coming to Mashiach, and the third pshat means going into Golos. And in the middle of pshat, he doesn't translate Habayim. But this is a detail, which he doesn't answer. And this is one of those things that if you want to write a credible ha'ara, this is the kind of order you should write. What will be the tenets to that question? How come the second pshat didn't say Habayim? Okay? So to summarize, we have three pirushim Habayim Yashash Yankiv. Number one is only about Tzchar. Number two is about Yidden planting themselves in Tehid and Mitzvahs and being revealed Lassad Lovi. Number three, Yidden going into Golos and planting Tehid and Mitzvahs in themselves, which can be revealed Lassad Lovi. And the Tzemach Tzedek brings only the first two. So the Rebbe says it's very simple. Because the Tzemach Tzedek in his pshat, in his maimon Habayim, by the way, the third pshat in Habayim, Yashash Yankiv is in Tehid Eishon of the Rebbe. When the Tzemach Tzedek brings Habayim, Yashash Yankiv, he doesn't want to speak about what we accomplish in Golos. He wants to speak Be'ike, what we accomplish B'zman Habayis. He says because the preparation for Mashiach and the Giluyim that are going to happen when Mashiach comes has two parts. The part that we do nowadays, Golos, which is mentioned in Tanya, and the part that we did in time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tzemach Tzedek Dafke doesn't bring the third Pshat in Habayim Yashash Yankiv because in this particular Maimed, his purpose and his intent is to focus on the idea that we prepare for Mashiach now meaning with Man Habayis. Because you need to understand that when you do a mitzvah, you accomplish two things. And they are, number one, when you do a mitzvah, you bring God light into the world. And number two, when you do a mitzvah, you take a dark, physical, klipa world and you make it into Kedusha for the Eibushter. Says the Rebbe, these two ideas, that when you do a mitzvah, you bring God light into the world. Which was, what is the lashon that he uses in the Maimon over and over again? Ha'am shocha shayidei Kiyum HaMitzvahs. He says the lashon koi al kiyum mitzvah shebchol hazmanim. The Rebbe says not just time of the Beis Hamikdash, kol hazmanim, but lepeil mamish. He speaks about the Beis Hamikdash. This the first mile of Yiddishkeit is that you reveal light into the world of Teira mitzvah. The second mile of mitzvah is that you take choshech klipa and you transform it into it. So the Rebbe says this is the difference between what Yidden do in the times of the Beis Hamikdash to prepare for Mashiach, and what Yidden do in times of Golos to prepare for Mashiach. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, Get Lechait was revealed. And he brings the Diok, it was in from Re'iyah. When Yid went into the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara says, he came not only to be seen, but to see. And what happens when you see the Eibishter? What happens when you see Elokus? It pales a Shtachavah, right? What's a Shtachavah? Pishut out of the Gan. The greatest Bittel. But Shia, Shlem Zaman. Bittel from Gilui. Bittel from seeing, not bittel of Kabbalah Sel. You see godliness and it overwhelms you with bittel. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash.
It's like Yireh
Lo. Right. But an experience, Yireh Lo. You see godliness, it fills you with awe. The Eibishter, you have unbelievable bittel. When you see godliness, and you have an unbelievable bittel, you are in a much, much better position to reveal godly light in the world. That's all. The time of the Beis Hamikdash was greater Giluyim, greater revelation of the Eibishter. And he says later on in the Maimed that even the Gashmis was on a higher level. He says, look at the bottom of page Kuf Chof Ches quickly. He's Kuf Chof Ches at the bottom. He says, Ki Bizman Abayis. The very bottom of page Kuf Chof Ches, he says, Ki Bizman Abayis. Ha Adam Vaha Oilam Hoya Badar Ganilis Yesa Mi Bizman Agolis. The person of the world is on a higher level. Velachim Bekim Mitzvah Shabizman Abayis. The time of the Beis Hamikdash, he did mitzvahs. Sha'adam Shakiyim HaMitzvah, the person doing the mitzvah. Now listen to these words. V'chein ha'dovor ha'gashmi sheboi nesesa HaMitzvah. The Gashmi itself, ha'yu v'da'aganas, is on a higher level. This is not about changing the Gashmi. The Gashmi was holier. You could be more light. Verstehst? You understand? So the Rebbe says like this, in terms of Yiddishkeit, of Teir and Mitzvah revealing light in the world, this would be Ikar Time of the Beis HaMikdash. Be Ikar Time of the Beis HaMikdash. You should know later on he adds that now, in times of Golos, we have all these extra Chumris, and all these extra Syagim, and we also have a Gevalt from Teir Shebaal Peh. He says, because in order for us to reveal light of the Eibishter to the world, in times of Golos, we need much, much more help. But there's no question that in terms of Gilui Elokus, when you want to reveal Giluyim, Hamshachas Elokus, Adeteiro Mitzvahs, Adei Mitzvahs, it was Bikat Zman Abayis. That's what it was. Time to Vesem Mitzvah. So the first Nekuda of Yiddishkeit is to reveal godly light. And this was on Bikat Time to Vesem Mitzvah. The second Nekuda, is to be Mavada Birudim, to take darkness, take Klippah, and transform it into light. And Faket, this is on Bikat Zman Agolos. It's dark. There's hell and behested, right? And you have to struggle much, much more. Okay, the darker it is, the harder you struggle. And the harder you struggle, the greater the achievement and the greater the birur. This accomplishes the other inyan that Yiddishkeit achieves. It's not the idea of bringing light into the world, it's the idea of being mevada birur. What we would usually call dira b'tachtein. Now you would think that the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the seventh generation would koch in the latter, with koch in dira b'tachtein, not in this maim. Not in this maim. Says the Rebbe, in Tanya, Perek Lamed Zayin, the Alter Rebbe is koching in this third point, this idea of how Teira Mitzvah affects a beater in the world. You're changing the world. You're struggling with the darkness and ultimately transforming the darkness into light. He brings Yitzhan Eir, Baman HaChesheh, and all these other things. That's what's in Tanya. That's why the Iker Gilul Osad Lav is connected to Masayin of Avesin and Kolman Mashachan Golos. But our Maima, the Tzemach Tzedek wants to focus on how Yiddishkeit reveals more light in the world, and the idea that Yiddishkeit reveals more light in the world is primarily in times of the Beis HaMikdash and not nearly as much in times of Golos, although we do our best to reveal light of Elokus in the world even in the times of Golos. Therefore the Tzemach Tzedek doesn't bring the third pshat at all, because the whole point of the third pshat is Golos, and the whole success of Golos is Birurim. It's not nearly as much Hamshachas Oyer. It's much, much more Birurim, transforming darkness into light. So the Tzemach Tzedek B'chol doesn't mean the third pshat. Right? So that really answers the most important question of our Maimed, which wasn't even asked.
You follow what I'm saying? The Tzemach, the Rebbe doesn't even ask it, just assumed. Right? But then the Rebbe goes on to say another very interesting thing. Okay? And that's Siv Hei. And this is where the Rebbe becomes creative. He says like this. We now know, from the first four sifim of this Maimed, that a Yid who does Teir and Mitzvahs is accomplishing two things. He's revealing godly light, and he's transforming darkness into light. Correct? Correct?
Yeah.
Now, when you say that when a Yid does Teir and Mitzvahs, reveals godly light, what's the tachlis? What does he want? What does he want? He wants that the godly light should be revealed. Right? When is the godly light revealed? Huh? When Mashiach comes. That's all. When you say a Jew does Torah mitzvahs to fight with darkness and to transform darkness into light, there should be yitzun e'mitech ha'cheshach and so on and so forth. Right? What is the purpose of struggling with the darkness? What's the point? Huh? What's the point? The point is that the godliness of darkness should also be revealed. Right? Mashiach is about revelation. When a Yid does Torah mitzvahs to reveal godly light, what does he want? The Mashiach light should be revealed. When a Yid fights with darkness and struggles with Golos, what does he want? The lost love of light should be revealed. Emes? He says, Emes, think about it. Think about it. There's a very big difference between a Yid doing Torah mitzvahs today, so that the lost love of God's light should be revealed, and a Yid doing Avedas Habirurim today, that the lost love of God's light should be revealed. What the difference is? Is it one thing or is it two things? This is the key to the Maimer. Is it one thing or two things? Listen to me. If I am transforming darkness into light, so tomorrow the light should shine, I'm not creating light. I'm fighting with darkness. The light is tomorrow. It's two separate inyanim. I'm involved in darkness. I'm struggling with darkness. I want that la'osid lovei. I shouldn't only not fight anymore. The light should go on. But my engagement is with darkness. As opposed to, if you say that you're involved in mitzvahs now to reveal the light of those mitzvahs, liyosad lovei, says the Rebbe, you're dealing with light now. You're dealing with hamshachas alakus now. That you want to reveal liyosad lovei, there's no two things here. What you're doing right now, what's being revealed, liyosad lovei, is one and the same thing. There's no separation. This is the beginning of Siv Hei. I want to show it to you inside. Okay? V'hinei hachiluk. The difference between the two basic points in Yiddishkeit. You have a copy? Siv Hei at the beginning. Sorry. Page Kuf Chof Tes. The difference between the two aforementioned ideas of doing mitzvahs, which are, number one, haham shocha atayah mitzvah, bringing light into the mitzvah mitzvahs, and number two, v'habira shenas layada, right? Transforming darkness into light. What's the difference? The difference is as follows. What kind of a connection is there between what I'm doing now and what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Look at the words. Ha'avoida achshav and gilui shiyeh mitzel yosad lovei. What connection is there between what I'm happening today and what Eibush is going to happen tomorrow? The bein yinam shachar hashayah mitzvahs, what I'm trying to bring light down to the world through mitzvahs. The purpose of what I'm trying to accomplish by bringing God light, if Sham Shachatiya Begilt light should be revealed, says the Rebbe, Gam in Yonah Shel HaAvoda, right now, in Golos, in times of the first place of Mikdash, when I did the job of revealing light of the Eibishted, Veham Shacha Achshav, Hu Shiyah Los LaVegili Shalah, the light that I'm revealing should be revealed when Mashiach comes. It's not two in Yonim. I'm trying to bring light into the world. That's the light that I want to be revealed when Mashiach comes. You understand? When a Yid is trying to struggle with darkness without a mitzvah, says the Rebbe like this, what are you busy with? You're not dealing with light at all. You're dealing with darkness. This when you're doing the avoid in times of Golos, what do you feel? Sheyashne choshech, shetzorach levadah, it's darkness. Says the Rebbe, harei, ho avoida achshav, v'agil de liyosit, sheyiyah deizeh v'ezruachatum avonoret, heim shnei inyonim. This is the key to the maimer. This paragraph is the code to this maimer. You want to get this maimer right, you got to get this paragraph.
is the fundamental difference between bringing a light of the Eibishter into the world and saying, now I'm bringing a light in now, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be revealed. And saying, I'm fighting with darkness now, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a light. Is that when I'm bringing a light into the world now, when Mashiach comes to the world, it's the same thing. I am bringing the light of Mashiach. When you're fighting with darkness and saying, when Mashiach comes, light can be revealed, there's two separate in
yonah. What's happening when you're fighting with darkness?
You're struggling with the darkness, and by you not being mispoiled from the Cheshach, you're demonstrating that the Cheshach is not a Metzias. By demonstrating the Cheshach is not a Metzias, you're revealing the truth that everything is the Eibishter.
So that means you bring on light.
Probably. I know, but what are you doing? You're fighting with darkness.
The real Tetzah is light.
The Tetzah is not now. The Tetzah of Mashiach comes.
As soon as you push away darkness, you automatically get light. No.
It never finishes. It's Golos. Okay. So the Rebbe says like this. Our Maimir is not about Birurim. Right? It's not about fighting with darkness. It's not about what the Tanya says is the most important thing in the world. Lasas le'edarach dira b'tachteinim through ma'aseinu v'avedaseinu meshas managot. It's through the avoid that we do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, or even now, but the avoid of revealing light in the world. Okay? Right? So now that I was like this, I want you to look at the next paragraph. Four lines from the end of the paragraph, or five lines. He says like this. We have two big questions in our mind. There's a third question, the Maisim et Haboyim, which you're going to have to figure out. But we have two big questions in our mind. The most important question is the one we already answered. How come the Tzemach Tzedek only brings the first two pshat when Haboyim Asher Shankiv? A, that when Mashiach comes and the Shomah is going to be revealed. B, that now we plant ourselves in mitzvahs and us love is going to be revealed. And he doesn't bring the third pshat that Yidden go into Golos and plant Tater and mitzvahs in themselves that should reveal the Yosad Lovah. So we know why. Because this Maimah does not want to focus on transforming darkness into light. It wants to focus on bringing light of the Eibishter into the world, which is not just in the times of Golos, but it's always, right? But now comes the second question. Second question is, shouldn't the Maimah first say Haboyim Yashish Yankiv means that now Yidden are planting themselves in Tater and mitzvahs? And then comes the second pshat, Haboyim, when Mashiach comes, Yashish Yankiv, the neshama is going to be revealed. How come he first speaks about Mashiach? That when Mashiach comes, the neshama is going to be revealed. And then he speaks about the avoida, which is going to bring it about. That we now do mitzvahs. And by doing mitzvahs, planting our neshama in mitzvahs, it also needs to be revealed. So the Rebbe said, the Teretz is Azai. Look at the words. Vezehu gam. Masha pirish. Five lines of the end of the next paragraph. Vezehu gam. This is also the reason. Masha pirish. Sheyashresh yankiv. Koi alakim hamitzvahs achshav. The idea of Yashish Yankiv is that Yidden plant themselves in mitzvahs, they're doing mitzvahs now. Bola achari ubehemshech. It follows after lahapirush the Yashish Yankiv, the translation of Yashish Yankiv koi al gili sheresh aneshama shil osad lovei. The first pshat that Yashish Yankiv is not connected bechlal to any kind of work. It's about the neshama being revealed when Mashiach comes. L'chayda should be in the other order. And the teretz is. When you do mitzvahs now, listen to me, look at the words. He, and I wrote on my page, one more word, atzma. He, hamshachas shedesh haneshama. That is, hamshachas the shedesh haneshama. In other words, in yana shalom shacha, he, what we're accomplishing, we're doing teda and mitzvahs is, shetiyya, l'asad lovi, begilui, yisyaldun. What does that mean? You're doing a mitzvah now. What are you accomplished by doing a mitzvah now? You're revealing a light. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? There's going to be a light. The light of Mashiach is not separate from the light you're revealing now. The light of Mashiach is the light that you're revealing now. So the Maimer says, first of all, Mashiach is going to come, the Sheyesh Hashem is going to be revealed. It says, second of all, now we're planting ourselves in Teino Mitzvahs, because this planting ourselves in Teino Mitzvahs, this is the Gili of the Sheyesh Hashem Asad Lovi. It's not two separate things. If we were to say that now you do Tehillah and Mitzvahs, and when Mashiach comes, something different occurs, that the Sheyesh Hashem is revealed, it would stand to reason. First you talk about what we're doing now, then talk about what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. But since we say that when you do Tehillah and Mitzvahs for the purpose of revealing light, and when Mashiach comes, that light is revealed, that means you started the revelation of Mashiach. Now, B'zman HaGolos, it's one of the same thing. So the Maimah begins to tell you, listen, Mashiach comes, the lights go on. You should know you're putting those lights on now. It's not a siba mesubav. It's not one thing leading to another. It's the same thing. So the Maimed affords itself, the Rebbe allows himself to first speak about the Gili of Mashiach, And then speak about how you're bringing about the Gila of Mashiach, because you're bringing about the Gila of Mashiach is the Gila of Mashiach he spoke about before. Let's read the words again. Ki ha-hamshocha, what we bring down, shayedei kiyam ha-mitzvahs achshav, so our doing Torah mitzvahs now, which is the second pshat of the three in Abayim HaShashankiv. He, it itself is hamshocha shedesh ha-neshama, the bringing down the shedesh ha-neshama, which happens when Mashiach comes. In other words, in Yana shal ha-hamshocha hu, the point of what we bring down through our mitzvahs, is shetiyah li-yosef begiloy, when Mashiach comes, it should be revealed, yitzyalid, and it should be born. So what is the Rebbe saying? Now you're entitled to ask on this. But the Rebbe is saying the reason the first pshat comes before the second pshat is because the first pshat is the matara of the second pshat. It's not separate from the second pshat. It's not a schar of the second pshat. It's not a school of the second pshat. It is the pnimius of the second pshat. In other words, you come to a Jew and say, what's your job? Bring Mashiach. How do you bring Mashiach? Serve the Eibishter. Is that saying it in the wrong order? Bring Mashiach. How should Mashiach? Learn Torah and mitzvahs. Is that backwards? Should you first say, learn Torah and do mitzvahs and you bring Mashiach? Not necessarily. Why? Because when you say bring Mashiach means learn Torah and do mitzvahs, because learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is the same thing as bringing Mashiach. So the Tzemach Tzadik begins by telling you, listen, Mashiach comes and the Neshama is revealed. And then he says, the Neshama is revealed through Torah and mitzvahs. But it's not two separate things.
Was the other way we think it's two separate things?
If it was the other way, it would mean that it's two separate things.
Parallel with something else.
Right. I mean, the Maimon is not finished. But yeah. So what do we have? Again, this Teretz, this Biur, which is the Pshat, the Nekud of this Maimon, this first paragraph of Sif Hei, and the last three lines at the end of Sif Hei, this is the Maimon. This is the meat of the Maimon. The Chiddush of this Maimon is, first of all, it's a Machzadik as a Maimon. It doesn't want to talk about Golos. Doesn't want to talk about Cheshech, doesn't want to talk about Birurim, doesn't want to talk about Dirib Techtenim. He wants to talk about Gilui Elokus. Tehna mitzvahs Gilui Elokus. And the second Chiddush of Maimed is when you say that now you're doing something to be Magal Elokus, Lasid Lavi, it's not the Pshat Lasid Lavi. Now the Gilui Elokus already existed. And therefore you can speak about what's going to happen when Mashiach comes before you speak about the Avodah, because it's one and the same thing. I agree that it's, yeah, this. If you're going to tell me I don't understand these three lines, I'll agree. But this is what the Rebbe is saying. But then the Rebbe opens up a whole new issue. What's the new issue? The new issue is Habboim. Let me get thinking. We have three Pshatim in Habboim Asher Shankiv, right? One is Mashiach comes, the Sherech Hashem is revealed. The second is we learn Teda, we do mitzvahs now, so the Sherech Hashem is revealed, the Mashiach comes. The third one, which is really not negia to the Tzemach Tzadik's Drush, is that boy means you go into Golos and you have darkness and you have Choshech to do all kinds of good stuff, right? Correct? Take the third one out of the picture. Let's not talk about the third one because we're finished with the third one. We know it's not in this moment, so it's Tanya, it's not this moment. So we're left with the first one and the second one, right? What's the first one say? Haboyim. The Geula, you didn't go into the Geula. Yashe Shankiv. The Sheresh and Hashem is revealed. Correct? Then goes the second shot. Yashe Shankiv. A Yid plants himself in mitzvahs nowadays so that there should be the Yashe Shankiv of the first pshat when Mashiach comes. Correct? Right? That's the Seder of the mind. Correct? Now, in my opinion, the Diok of Sivov is in the word Haboy. The first pshat has two parts. The first pshat has two parts itself. What's the first pshat? Number one, Yidden go into the Geula. Number two, that when Yidden go into the Geula, Yashle Shank of the Sheir Hashem is revealed. Correct? Now, listen to me. The emesis, the truth is, the first pshat should be after the second pshat. Right? First you learn Tehidah, first you do mitzvahs, now, then when Mashiach comes, the Sheir Hashem is revealed. So we came up with a teretz for why the first one is before the second one. Why? Because the second one is not separate from the first. It's the same thing, right? When you're planting yourself in mitzvahs, you're creating the Gilui Yosod Lavi. Correct? Yes? Shlem is Alma, yeah? But that only explains the Yashe Shankiv. It doesn't explain the Haboyim. What does the Haboyim mean? Haboyim means that he goes to the Gilui. Yashe Shankiv means that Sheresh HaNasham is revealed. Yashe Shankiv means that the reason is Sheish and Hashem is revealed, the Mashiach comes because now we did mitzvahs and Megala Lakus. So why the second Yashe Shankiv is after the first Yashe Shankiv, not before it, we accept. But Aboyim has nothing to do with the Jew. In other words, not only has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, it has nothing to do with Yidden, it has to do with Gola. The first point of the Maimer is Aboyim, a Yid goes to the Geula. The second point of the Maimer is Yashar Shankev, the Neshama is revealed. The third point of the Maimer is Yashar Shankev, what affected the revelation of the Neshama, the mitzvahs we did nowadays. Says the Rebbe, wait a minute. The Haboyim is for sure Akasha. The Yashar Shankev, we could negotiate. The Yashar Shankev will say, well, we put what should be second first because it's the same thing. The mitzvahs we do is the Gil of Yasad Lavi. But going into the Geula is for sure separate. It's not the idea of the Geula, the Shedesh HaNeshama, right? It's not the idea that our mitzvah creates the preparation for the Geula HaNeshama Asad Lavi. So how come the first word in the Pasuk, in the Maimed, that Tzemach Tzedek is Aboyim, the Yivam Geula, that for sure has nothing to do with Avoida and nothing to do with Giluyim? You understand the Kasha or not? Shlomo Zalman, you understand the final Kasha or not?
Has nothing to do with the first one shot, with any of them.
The third pshat is not on the table anymore. We're back to only two.
You're saying within the last two you have, is the kasha coming back on?
On the word haboyim, on the word geula. The emes is, to be honest, the second Yashar Shankev should be the fourth Yashar Shankev. Right? Why? First you do teina mitzvahs, then you have the geula shesham. But we explained it that the reason the first one comes second and the second one comes first, because it's not two things, an act, a cause, and an effect, it's one and the same thing, right? But that only explains why the first Yashar Shankev comes before the second Yashar Shankev. But a boy means going into the Geula. Going into the Geula has nothing to do, not with your mitzvahs, not with the revelation of Shedesh HaNeshama. He says, this Maimer is a Geula Maimer.
Why the Geula is the mitzvah that he
reveals. Nay, so the Rebbe is splitting. This is how I'm seeing it. Nay, the Shedesh Geula of Shedesh HaNeshama, this is the Tachas of your mitzvahs. The Geula is the Geula. Now, it doesn't say what I'm saying in the mind. The Rebbe doesn't say that Geula means Haboyim. Yeah, look at the Kasha. Look at the bottom of page Kuf Chav Test. Yeah? Tzarech Lahavin. L'fi Biyir Hanal, the explanation we gave. Hashayach HaZakim HaMitzvot Achshav, which is Pirush HaSheni. Right? La Geula, Pirush HaRishni. Hu Ba'inyan DeYashar Shankev. It's the words Yashar Shankev. That Yashar Shankev is Shenyana Shalom Shachas Shenyana Shalom Shachas Asherish Achshav Hu Sham Shachas Tia Begilui. Now we do Teirat Mitzvahs and Mashiach comes and the Shem is revealed, right? But that only explains the Seder of the Yashar Shankevs. But the Mizeh She'eimah B'mayimah B'tchilosei Oid Lefnei Shemai Teket Hagim Yenison, before he even brings Hagim Yenison, Shetagim Yenison Farash HaPosek Al HaGiyola, and I think that this goes on the word Aboyim. On the Geula. And Geula is not the Geula of the Shedesh Shamas Yisrael. This is a separate Indian. Move on to Zehu Iker HaPirish. That's the key thing. That what Haboyim means, Mashiach comes. Right? And then Mashiach comes, the Geula Shedesh Shama, and the Geula Shedesh Shama has to do with our mitzvahs. Umizeh Mashmet, Zeh HaPirish, the Yashar Shankev, Koy Makim, Mitzvahs Achshav, Bola Achrib, Hemshach HaPirish, Tagavir, and who? The Fishaki, Mitzvahs Achshav, Baba Hemshach Losin HaGeula. If you say that Haboyim Yashash meaning mitzvahs, is the explanation for why the Shedesh HaShama is revealed, fine. But the moment you're saying that Aboyim Yashash has to do with Geula, right? Geula is for sure later. Now you do Teira Mitzvahs. When Mashiach comes, the Shedesh HaShama, the Schar of the Teira Mitzvahs are revealed. And then, of course, it's Aboyim Zeev from Geula. You see the new Kasha or not? You understand the new Kasha? And the Rebbe gives a very interesting tenet. This is Aif and the Sinas Keach. Taki shouldn't be there. In other words, the Maimer comes down to once we figure out what this Maimer is about and what this Maimer isn't about. This Maimer is not about Birurim, it's not about Gol, it's about Gili.
What's the difference then between the first and the second? I mean, the Shiloh is on both of them. The fact that the word Abba is by both, the first word.
Yeah, but in the second one, the Abba may not translate it.
When do you know what Aboyim is talking about? After
Yashar Shankev. No, not in the first pshat. In the first pshat, Aboyim means the Geula. Yashar Shankev Shetan Tagim Minas. He says like this. He says, the fact that the Maimer first talks about what happens when Mashiach comes, and then talks about the Avoida, explains the Seder of the Yashar Shankevs. But it doesn't explain the Seder of Aboyim. Because first goes Golos, then goes Geula. First goes Aveda, then goes Gilui Elokus, right? So why is Aboyim first? Because the Zebe wants to give an Asinas Keach with Dinyan of Geula. So the Pasek wants to give says, so the very, very first thing is, boy, Mashiach is going to come. Geula. This is not, this has not to do with the Seder of how Mashiach is going to come, but Pale. It's an Asinas Keach. And he brings you three allusions to this effect. He explains it in three ways. Number one, everything begins with Teda. Because it says, Estako Baraisa Bara Alma. So Teda starts with Geula, finished. Now, when Teda begins with Geula, the Geula hasn't yet happened in the world. But Habayim Teda starts with Geula. Then later, you have to go through a whole process of making the Geula happen in the world, but in the Teda, it already happened. That's point number one. Number two, Trachgut V'Zayngut. Talk about Geula right away. You haven't talked yet about Avoida. You haven't talked about Tzchar Avoida. The Erech Tzach Tracht Vegen Te'im from Geula. And he brings the fame, he has a little bit of an Ariches that anybody could think good. He says, especially at Rebbe. Look in the honor. 38. The Chassid says to Rebbe, was helped mein Tracht? Ihr Rebbe soll trachten. Ihr Tracht can help. Yeah, when a Rebbe thinks it's effective. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, Haboim is Geula. But this is not Haboim Geula Bepeil, the Seder of how the Geula happens. Haboim is, let's establish the number one Mashiach is coming, as a Sinas Keach. And number three, he brings a word from the Shenif and Rosh Hashanah and others about the idea of Nevuah. That what did Nevi'im do? Whenever Nevi'im wanted to predict something, they were connected to a dibur, and sometimes they were connected to an asiyah. They wanted to connect the Nevuah to a physical thing, because by connecting the Nevuah to a physical thing, it already had a shachas with the physical world. So that Tzemach Tzedek writes in his maimon, Haboyim Mashiach is coming. Chachafilu, it's not in the Seder of anything in the maimon. In the Seder of anything in the maimon, you can debate the pshatim of the Yashdish Yankivs. Maybe the second one should be first, maybe the first one should be second. But you can't debate that the idea that the Geula is going to be Bepeil should be in the beginning. Tzemach Tzedek puts it first to establish as a Sinas Keich and a Sedas that Mashiach should come. He says the final word of this Maimir is not the Yashi Shankiv, it's the Haboyim. And what's the Pshat in the Haboyim now? We're going to bring Mashiach. Now, so do you think with this information we could figure out the Tedas to the other Kasha? How come with the second pshat he doesn't translate Haboyim? Remember that question? Remember that question? In the first pshat he translates Haboyim, Mashiach is coming. In the third pshat Haboyim, he didn't go into Golos. In the middle pshat, he only translates the word Yashashank, he doesn't translate the word Haboyim. Remember?
It's
huh?
It's the middle, maybe it's Mazmah Abayis. One's Geula, one's Golos.
The first one is Geula, the third one is Golos, and the middle one is Avedas Manabayis. How can you translate Haboyim? I'll tell you my tenets. Because Haboyim is not talking about Pshat in the Pasuk. Haboyim is simply saying, before we start to talk about anything, we mention Mashiach. So you mentioned it already. In other words, this maimon is not going on three words. I'm going on two words. Yashashankir. That's all. The Haboyim at Tzemach Tzedek says, we begin a discussion, Erech Tzach Mashiach kommt. There's going to be a Geula. Now let's learn. Yashe Shankin be a Gil of Sheresh and Neshama. How? Yashe Shankin, he didn't plant the Neshamas and Mitzvahs. And then of course, the Rebbe finishes with a beautiful bracha, b'negei to the Rambam and the Alter Rebbe, because it was Chavdal Tevis, which is the yahrzeit of both. You test Tevis out of the Rambam's yahrzeit, and he connects it to the fact that their Indian was to be malakit from the whole Teda, and to speak about Achdas Hashem. Okay?